Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Dance Our Podcast. If you can hear the smile in my voice, that's because I am smiling. Hey, how are you? How have you been? And how are you doing? I want to wish you a Merry Christmas, just like the opening music started. Don't mind me. I don't sing. This is just, yeah, me wishing you a very Merry Christmas. So, I'm hoping you're staying warm. I'm hoping you're spending time with family. And I'm hoping you're doing what you love. I mean, resting if possible also. Welcome to the Azara Podcast. My name is Azania. And today is Christmas Day. I am recording because little one is asleep and my oldest is watching TV. And I'm like, hey, what better thing to do with my time than to just wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas. So, on Friday, we had like really bad weather. I live in the Midwest. I live in Louisville. We were at the negative numbers, negative digits in on the thermometer. And it was really, really cold. I've been in the U.S. a long time, and I do not believe I have been here when it has been this cold. We were at the negative sixes as of the morning when we were driving to work. But today, this morning, we were at 10 degrees, which was a huge, huge difference. Because I'm telling you, I'm literally wearing socks and a sweater, and I'm okay. So, for today, just real quick, what are your plans? What are you doing? Are you planning on watching any Christmas movies? There's so many out there. I believe AMC is having a movie marathon, if you do not know that. But if you are trying to find what to watch with your kids, with the family, how about I give you a couple examples of some of the ones I have watched in the past few weeks and some of the ones that I have loved. So the ones the kid really like, especially the little one who said, hey Santa, I said, hey Santa, is Santa Hunters, about some kids who are trying to catch Santa. I'm not going to give you everything else, but I'll just give you that. Kids who are trying to catch Santa. You watch it and see if you like it. Tell me what you think. The next one is Santa Who. I believe this was an old one. I thought I had seen this before, but I hadn't. It's like Santa crash landed, and some kid who used to be in an orphanage, I guess he crash landed onto this kid's car, and this kid who, well, this adult who found him was going to help him discover who his family was. At the same time, he was trying to save his job. Go watch it. Tell me what you think. It's A Wonderful Life. It's a classic. I will tell you, I think I have watched this only once from beginning to end. Anytime it's on, I try to catch the end or wherever it is. I don't try to go back to the beginning because it's really, I think it's a beautiful, beautiful story. It's an emotional movie. I would say if you have younger kids, because they will ask you, who is that? What does that mean? Why is it in black and white? I would say watch it with the kids when they are older. I've watched it only once because I believe every time I see it, I kind of have a napkin or wipes beside me because it is quite heart-wrenching or heartwarming. But at the end, the moral of the story is a beautiful story. And indeed, it's a beautiful life. No matter what we are going through, if you have God, if you have Jesus, the reason we're celebrating Christmas today, it is indeed a beautiful life. What's the other one? A Christmas Story is another movie I would say you could watch. You shoot your eye out. Go find out what that means. And again, there's this story about a leg lamp. Yes, A Christmas Story. I saw that there is A Christmas Story where the kid is an adult. I have not watched that. I believe I will. If I am going to watch it, I'm going to watch it when the kids are asleep before I can introduce the kids to it. But for now, A Christmas Story is quite a good one. Love Actually, my husband says it's a beautiful one. I have not seen that. And that is one of the movies in our bucket list that my husband and I want to watch. He's watched it before. And our plan is when the kids are asleep and we are both not working, we'll plan on watching Love Actually. Santa Claus, the movie, the 25th anniversary edition. My husband was saying this came out when he was a kid. And me and the kids watched it, that we actually loved it. I almost think it's got a little bit of the elf, like the movie The Elf, in it. Either the elf borrowed a theme or something from it, but I mean, don't quote me on it, but I thought I had seen something like it before. And the closest thing that I think was related to this one was the movie The Elf. Santa Claus is on Disney. Claus is with instead of Santa, C-L-A-U-S, there's the C-L-A-U-S-E-S. This is on Disney. So if you watch Santa Claus 1, 2, and 3 with Tim Allen, I believe there was a series made this year where Tim Allen has a family and the kids are in the North Pole. And it's a beautiful one. I will not tell you what happened, but it's beautiful. It's actually, I think, how many episodes? About 5 or 6 episodes. And it's beautiful. If you can catch it, see it. And then the last one, Miracle on 34th Street. If you have a chance to watch it, go ahead and watch it. I would say that's it for now. Have a very Merry Christmas. Spend time with your family. Watch the movies. If you like it or hate it or have something to say about it, let me know. That's Zora Podcast on Instagram. Wish you a Merry Christmas, and I'll catch you in the next episode. God bless. Bye-bye.